You're listening to Real Conversations with Jacob Young, sponsored by Boys Town, saving children, healing families for over 100 years. Boys Town continues to make a difference in boys and girls' lives across the entire planet. Please go to boystown.org to learn how you can help donate to this very important mission of love. My guest this week happens to be a talented actor, producer, philanthropist, father, mentor, and I'm proud to call him my best friend for a very long time now. His credits include recent runs on Hulu's Maggie, Netflix Army of Thieves, New Girl, and Animal Kingdom, and so many more. The entire run of Disney's Andy and Mac. I worked with him on the long-running series All My Children. And he and I have got some pretty cool things that are cooking up that we really want to share with you all. Ladies and gentlemen, my dear friend, Trent Garrett. Trent, what's up?
How's it going, man?
good. Man, you've been busy.
You look great today, by the way. Have you seen you?
You look great. Oh, man. No, but seriously, you've been busy since the last time you were on the podcast. I mean, all these extra credits, it just seems like they just keep stacking up and the world is just jiving for you.
Yeah, man. It's I've been very fortunate. You know the deal. You know, it's sometimes feast or famine. So it's always a blessing. You stumble upon work.
Yeah. No, I mean, it can be tough. I never want to deter young actors or anybody who has the ambition of following their dreams. But, you know, what are some of the pitfalls you have to look out for as an actor, you know, trying to make it in this biz?
Oh, man, you definitely don't want to get your hopes up because you're destined for disappointment and tears. You know, my mindset, I mean, I definitely had to, you have to have like a soul of shoe leather, you know, as tough as that. It's like, I never expect to get the job. I don't focus on the job. I focus on the audition. The job is auditioning. And so if I have a good read and I feel really good about it and I have a lot of fun, having fun is important. If you're not having fun in this business, you're in the wrong business. I think it should be like that in whatever you do, at least in some capacity. But, you know, having a good audition is a success. And the byproduct of having a good audition and like 1,000 other things that have to check off that you have no control over and you get the job, that's the reward. That's the, you know, payoff. Even if you don't get 50 in a row, you're preparing for that 51st. And you're that much more grateful and appreciative. So I think without the struggle, if anything comes too easily, I think that that appreciative motor, I guess, would not be functioning fully, if that makes any sense whatsoever.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. So what you said is go in there, give it your all, study your ass off, and then allow yourself to be stomped on like shoe leather.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and enjoy the ride, man. You know, run a freaking marathon. You know, ultra marathon, just expect, like, it's about longevity, you know, it's the long game, and you're never secure, you know, even like when you're 8, it's like you're never secure, you know, you could say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing or pick the wrong number of projects and all of a sudden you're, you know, on the shit list.
Yeah, well, we don't want to be on that one for sure. Definitely.
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah. You know, aside from all of these great accolades that you just keep collecting, they're just like this library, right? It just feels like that. Cause I know like when I look at like my IMDb Pro and stuff, you know, that's something you go, I'm proud of that. I did that. Yep. I did that. Mm-hmm. You know, that was a hard one. That one was pretty easy. That was fun. I made great money on that one. when you look at that sort of thing and you already look at your career, I mean, what else are you aspiring to conquer when you look at your resume?
I mean, I think using that as a tool to, what we've been doing has been so fulfilling. I always think, like, you know, if you're on any kind of pedestal or any kind of position where you have the ability to give, you know, if you have a voice that is heard, you know, it's not your responsibility, but it's a freaking amazing opportunity to be able to share some love, share some light, give back in some way.
Yeah, so, let's talk a little bit about that, as a matter of fact. I'm glad that you brought that up because, dang, man, I'm incredibly proud of what we've been up to. And it was, I don't know, there was a, it was a vision that was created a while ago, and then all of a sudden we were like, yeah, I think we might be able to do something with that. And let's talk a little bit about, first of all, let's talk about what we're doing with the Academies of Hampton. Now, you're from Virginia. You grew up in that area. So the place is near and dear.
I was born and raised in Hampton, Virginia.
Yeah, so I
was born and raised in Hampton, Virginia. I went to high school in Yorktown, just not down the street, but I guess we'll just say down the road. And so I grew up in that community that is, it seemed very far. And this was, you know, before social media, when I was in, you know, elementary, middle school. It was before social media. Social media at least gives you this pseudo impression that you may be closer than you think to Hollywood. You know, you can become a TikTok star overnight. And, you know, it's, it was a lot tougher back then to become known or, you know, recognized in the entertainment industry. But even so, it made me realize still, I mean, getting into the TV and film industry is not becoming a TikTok star. You know, that is something that takes dedication and a lot of preparation and continuous studious efforts driving towards that ultimate goal. And it was so far from me, from Hampton. You know, first I went to New York, then I went to LA. But, you know, the city of Hampton is beautiful. You've been there. It's all brick, and it's just these older buildings that, you know, doesn't, it's just not everywhere in the world.
Yeah, so much to fall in love with. It's beautiful.
And so, like, you know, the set and setting is there, and you have the people that are there. You know, they're hungry, they're motivated, they're inspired, they're artistic beyond imagine, as we've been just like peeling back the layers. It's been nonstop joy and admiration for these kids. And teaching staff as well. You know, everyone just, you know, wants to fulfill their desires and their artistic abilities.
And top notch. We talk about, you know, I know that the scholastic systems, you know, in a lot of parts of the country have been receding, and, you know, there's been a hard time with teachers staying in positions because they're just not feeling inspired. But I can tell you, from my experience and what we're talking about working with the Academies of Hampton, I see teachers who believe in what they're doing, giving that extra, you know, going that extra mile for these kids. And it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, why don't you talk a little bit about the program, the pilot program that we created with these four high schools that are based in the Academies of Hampton and Hampton, Virginia.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, like I was saying, like, the set and setting and talent is there, right? So, well, the thing that's missing is the connectivity, right? You need to be connected. You need relationships. Doesn't matter how talented you are, you're in a hole, you know? And Hampton is not a hole, but I'm just using that as an analogy. Like, if you are not connected, doesn't matter what you do in your house or in your area, if you can't get it in the right hands, you know, it could live and die in that same space. So we are bridging the gap between Hollywood and Hampton. We're bringing Hollywood. We are plugging Hollywood into the city of Hampton, Virginia.
How so? Give us an example.
So Hampton City Schools has this, this academies program called the Academies of Hampton. And it's kind of run similarly to like a vocational style program, giving kids opportunities to, you know, get an associate's degree in a field of work that they want to endeavor, you know, dive into right after high school, you know. So these kids are starting with like a notch up than, you know, most other people. A lot of people are moving to Hampton just to be in this program, actually. You know, one of the schools we visited has a courtroom. They built a courtroom in this public high school in Hampton.
Yeah, it looked like a straight up people's court. It was like a set. I couldn't believe it.
Like, I was like, man, where's Judge Judy at? And then we could plug Judge Judy in the green screen that this other school has. You know, like one of these schools has a green screen. They have a black box. You know, this other school has their own news station and show where they do morning news reads the day before.
Also a green screen there too.
Yeah. Yeah, totally, man. Yeah. They have all the capabilities and all the talent and resources through the Academies program. So the Academies program is working with the Hampton City Schools, and they're running these four schools, Bethel High School, Phoebus, Hampton, and Kickitan.
Yep.
And so we found out that there could be a potential marriage of resources. We started teaching acting virtually, and we had at first we were partnered with this acting studio in New York, and then you know, we started doing our own thing, and we were teaching kids, we're teaching adults, and then after about 100 Zooms later with Miss Jen Oliver,
yeah,
at the Academies of Hampton.
Jennifer Oliver, what a
champion
for children. And yeah, bringing new and breathing new ideas into the Academies. I've learned so much. I mean, we've learned like slang. It's been such a trip. But now here we are, where now, I mean, presently we're nearly 10 weeks into our program. We have a 30-week program. Why don't you explain to some of the listeners what that program entails?
So essentially, it is a crash course how to make a movie. 30 weeks, how to make a movie, starting with screenwriting, storyboarding, you know, script writing. You know, these kids are going to be directing, they're going to be acting in, and they're going to be filling every on-set position from craft services to production assistant to transportation. So it's not just the film and TV community in these schools, it's the catering, it's the help. You know, we need an on-set medic. You know, so it's just an endless array of possibilities for people who are interested in making a movie and also just interested in doing another field that we can partner with. So it's a 30-week crash course, how to make a movie. You know, we've had award-winning screenwriters, Emmy award-winning, Golden Globe-winning producers and cinematographers. You know, we have been mentoring
the kids.
Yeah, yeah. So every week we have a mentor, you know, an award-winning, known Hollywood mentor. Every single week, every step of the way, these kids come in every Monday and Tuesday, two schools each day for an hour, hour and a half, and they ask questions, and they get real-life experience. And then when we jump on set, the kids are going to be running the show, and you and I are going to fly there. We're going to coach the acting. We're going to produce it, so we're going to make sure everything is, you know, handled properly. And, I mean, they're going to be doing budgeting, you know, like the business departments are going to have to go in there. The graphic design are going to, you know, make movie posters. And then, to top it off, bro,
right,
a short film festival, the most beautiful theater in Phoebus, Virginia, has gifted us their incredible theater to have a short film festival, the first ever in this area. And I believe Hampton, by the way, I just found out by Kate that Hampton was one of the first, if not the first city, to offer free education in America, which is incredible.
Really? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That is incredible. It goes to show you it's kind of the design, right? You know, if something that worked. And then we kind of go back to, of course, Ford Motor Company, talking about Henry Ford. Mm-hmm. You know, when the assembly line came about and they were creating the Model Ts, the Model As, he needed to be able to educate his workforce in order to continue the assembly and the demand for the motorized vehicle. And these schools are also they work well with Ford Next Generation Learning, which helps supplement some of those programs that are available across the country and also in the UK. So I guess Henry Ford's spirit is living on with this teaching staff and the people that are involved with these programs right here, yeah. Right there in Virginia.
100%. You know, and, you know, Hampton was the first or one of the first, I'm not sure which, you know, offering free education. Well, now, you know, Miss Kate is paying these students. Some of these students are getting $19 an hour. And the actors that she has hired for this, their virtual program, which is called Flex, you know, there's a film project that we're actually coaching these actors with, and they're each getting paid $500, which is incredible. Wow, like a high school student
I would have jumped up and down and auditioned if I realized I was going to be paid to do something in high school. I mean, I was already asking everybody around the neighborhood if I could mow their lawn, but let alone do something I already love to make money. Come on.
Yeah, right.
That's amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kate is really, you know, she's another one that is, you know, really just sees a lot of these. They're so innovative, man, because of the educational system. There's all these kind of, you know, people that are set in the ways. These are innovators, you know, Kate and Jen and everyone, every team leader that's at every single one of these high schools. Like we have met no resistance. Everyone has embraced us and wants this to work. And every issue that we run into is not an issue. It's just
how do we solve that problem?
Exactly. How do we solve that problem?
Yeah. I mean, it's an incredible team of leadership. You know, let's talk a little bit about, you know, Kate Maxlow's gala that she's put together, with the academies that's happening. That's going to be a pretty inspiring, situation. When you were talking a little bit about the Flex program, but this also the time code piece that is going to be going in to the Air and Space Museum right there. Why don't you fill us in a little bit about that?
So that's March 24th. I believe I'm going to be in like a James Bond tux with a wooden bow tie, the one I showed
you. Yeah, I like the wooden bow tie. It's awesome.
It's pretty. I mean, you know.
Dude, it's clean. You know, it's clean. And you don't, you know, that's the problem with bow ties though, right? Because bow ties, like, I don't know how many times you try to tie them. They're just, it's always just a little bit frumpy. I think out of all the tuxedos that I've worn over my career, and I've worn a lot of them, that I think I may have only had one perfect bow tie tied night.
Yeah.
You know, unless you like buy a clip on. I mean, you know, that's the cheat way. But
well, the thing with the wood bow tie, right? It's like, you know,
it's a fashion statement.
It's a wood bow tie. You know, you can't tie a wood bow tie. You know, so
yeah, you can't. You can break it. You can burn it. Kindling maybe.
I've eliminated that dilemma. You know,
yeah,
do I want to try tying it or do I want
to? I wasn't sure what to think. I'd seen some clunky wooden bow ties in my day. No, because that was kind of something. But I saw your design and it's really like sleek, man. It's really sweet. It feels like.
Are we doing a bow tie commercial right now?
Pick up your bow ties at Bow Ties Plus. Wooden bow ties. Cedar Pine.
Cedar Pine Farms. Oh man. Yeah, no, I'm so excited.
Yeah,
man.
So like the gala event, there's going to be tickets that are being sold.
Yeah, March 24th.
Support.
I think it's like 100 something bucks, maybe 140, 100, I don't know. Don't quote me on that.
And they have drinks there. They have adult drinks because it's 18 and over. So if you are
in able to cut some rug.
You will. If you're in the Virginia area and you're thinking about having have some fun, Trent and I are going to be there. We will both be present and know that the secret mission that you guys will all be trying to solve, there's a little the time code problem that the guests get to interactively work on while they're there. Mm-hmm. Those are our students. They're some of our students we've been working with. So I'm pretty excited about seeing how that's all going to come together. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing you in a wooden bow tie.
I mean, let's talk more about that wooden bow tie, because I don't think we've talked enough about it.
Dude, I mean, you know, I could probably get you like 50 free wooden bow ties if we keep mentioning it.
There you go. Oh my gosh. Yeah, man, it's cool. You know, we had this idea late spring, and just to see what has been accomplished with the full support of Hampton City Schools and everyone at the Academies of Hampton, in collaboration with Ford Next Generation Learning. I mean, it was exactly what they were looking for. And it was we didn't even know, we've just been kind of, we had an idea and we've just been creating it as we go along, collaborating with these, beautiful souls that have been placed next to us to, that are just fanning the flame and just, we couldn't do it without them.
No, we couldn't. Honestly. Let me ask you, what has been the most fulfilling part about being a mentor for you?
I mean, there's this kid, Terrell, that we've been working with virtually in this acting class. And it's just, you can see the joy, and the appreciation from him. I just want to I want to reach in my screen and just give him a good squeeze. And, seeing the joy in these kids' faces, it really that's everything, and then giving them an opportunity that I didn't have in Virginia, that I'm sure you didn't have in, whatever Washington state,
you're from, that little town, that little speck of dirt.
Yeah. Giving them an opportunity that we didn't initially have until we got out of there. I just love, when we went there, and it really felt like a rock concert in some of these schools. It was just everyone screaming and so happy, and they can't believe that we're there. And that, to me, is the best fulfillment from anything that I've had in my career. Something like that. That's why I do what I do. I enjoy what I do and the process of it. But, I mean, as far as byproducts come, that's something you can't buy, and that's something I'm very grateful to be in the position to give and receive.
Yeah, 100%. What skills from studying acting can enhance a student, even if they don't really want to act professionally?
What skills?
Yeah, skills from studying acting can enhance a child or a student or a youth, young adult, even if they don't want to act professionally?
In real life, people skills, communication, you learn to listen, right? Because most of acting is reacting. So if you're just thinking about what you want to say and how you want to say it, well, then you're first of all, not in the moment. You're not living in the moment. You're living in your own, you're living internally. You're not living in the external world that we're all in. But you're not being an empath. You're not listening to what the other person's saying, because to, accurately respond, you have to fully listen to this person. You have to know who they are, your relationship with them, what happened before, what you want to happen later. It's where you're at. Everything is there's so many life lessons, I've seen kids, we both seen kids that come in and, they're so scared. They're so quiet. Their reading is a little slow because they're nervous. And then by week two, week three, I mean, it's just, they're a whole different person, and that 100% carries through, into every other sector of their life.
Yeah, it sure does. It absolutely does. So let's talk a little bit about what are some of the things that maybe they can expect, because we talked a little bit about that we're going to produce these four films, but they're also going to have another opportunity once those films get made. They're going to be screened at the American Theater, correct?
Yeah.
Isn't that the oldest theater in that area?
It is.
It's one of probably the oldest.
Maybe 100 and something years old, maybe 150.
Don't yeah. Beautiful theater. So the kids are actually going to get to screen their movies there. And the winner, why don't you tell us about the winner?
So first of all, everyone involved from top to bottom, from director to production assistant. And production assistant is no small job, by the way, as we both know. Everyone will receive an IMDb credit, and everyone will not just that, but associate with us because we are going to be producing each one of these movies. So everyone will forever, for the rest of their lives, be connected with us on the International Movie Database. So that is one, you know, one check on their resume, right? So everyone will have the beginning of a resume, have an IMDb credit, and also the winner of these four films will be screened at multiple film festivals that we've secured in the U.S. and potentially internationally. So that's a pretty big deal. It doesn't just like, we're not just creating something that's going to stay in Hampton. You know, like we're going to be throwing this everywhere. We're going to be trying to get it into as many festivals as possible to get as much exposure as possible and to give all of these kids the opportunity to just freaking fly.
Yeah.
You know?
That they wouldn't normally have with, you know, having some advantages to some other areas like, say, Los Angeles or New York with the film world. So
it's, we're bringing Los Angeles. We're bringing New York.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Save the plane ticket.
Let's talk about something that's real because, you know, social media is a big deal with kids, obviously TikTok, Instagram, things like that. What advice do you have for young people that feel pressure from social media?
Social media. I mean, honestly, you don't need it. If you're feeling any kind of negative energy from anything, it's not serving you in your life. You don't need it. Especially social media, you know, it's not a necessity for a lot of people. For us, it is. And for some, you know, it is good to have an online presence. There are people who, you know, have, you know, all the time, like fake profiles and stuff can use your photos. So it's good to be established at least. But, I mean, if you're feeling any pressure, you know, it's, you know, there's this quote, from, I believe Buddha or Gandhi, honestly, it doesn't matter who it's from because it's a great code. That's the point of it. But if you can balance these three things evenly, if you have too much of one, it might discount the other. So if you can be truthful, if you can be fearless, and if you can be gentle in your response and your reaction to anything negative happening to you, it's way easier said than done. This is like a daily practice that I have to remind myself. As I'm saying it to you, I'm saying it to myself right now, you know,
it's powerful.
But you know, like, cause if you're fearless, then you're not afraid about what other people think. You're not afraid about what, like, you know, so you're not afraid, right? You're truthful. You're being completely honest, not just to be heard, but for yourself. So you don't leave anything on the table. You put it all out there and you're fearless, which means it allows you to put it out there and then you deliver it in a gentle manner with no hate, no negative reaction, no animosity, no retaliation. If you're gentle in that, then at least you will have peace about that.
Powerful stuff, man. I've got one more question. This is a real tough one. So you better be ready.
How tall am I? 6'2".
That was not the question. If you could be a Marvel superhero in real life, what superpower would you have that would you most likely to have and why?
Oh, man. Superpower. I don't know. I think I'd be a vigilante. I know I just spoke about the genteelness, the truthful, and the fearlessness, but like I really hate evil, and I really I don't know.
So, what would be your superpower?
My superpower?
Yeah, if you could have a superpower, if you were a superhero, what superpower would you want to have?
I don't know if I can answer this right now. This is like a 40, you should have prepped me. This is like a 48 hour meditation. Okay, I'm just going to go with what's at the top of my head. I keep thinking time travel.
Okay.
You know,
like the time code.
Exactly. You know, you can see some cool stuff. You can meet some amazing people. You can prevent disasters from happening when you know it's going to happen. You can save lives. I think time travel would be pretty, pretty amazing. But I would also want it where no one else could get it so that it wouldn't be abused, you know, because sure. If it got in the wrong hands, or if I got in the wrong hands,
nobody you know, wants someone, you in the wrong you know, hands,
I guess, captured me. And I was weaponized by the next Hitler. Like that would not be good. Obviously,
no, so that would not be good. Well, Trent, man, I just want to say thank you so much for joining me today on Real Conversations. But also, thank you for being my friend, and also thank you for all the great work that you have led my heart to follow. And your inspiration is contagious. You're not only changing my life, but you're changing kids' lives who haven't even begun to be touched by you yet. I mean, you really, these kids here, that these four high schools, they are just enamored. And I know that I'm thankful and they are all thankful. We hear it from them every time we talk to them. It makes their day. So great work, man. Yeah. Really great work.
Dude, I couldn't do it without you, 100%. We couldn't do it with the great people at the Academies of Hampton. And I mean, this is just the beginning. You know, this is four schools, and hopefully we hit up all the Ford Next Generation Learning. That's the ultimate goal. But it all starts, and we'll you know, come back to Hampton, because once this becomes an international thing, the festival is always going to be in Hampton. So,
is that a promise?
I mean, that is what I want.
Yeah. So Virginia Film Commission, take notice.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate you. Yeah, man, this is super exciting stuff. So.
It is. That's about all the time that we have for this week. But Boys Town toll-free national hotline, 1-800-448-3000, is a 24/7 crisis resource and referral number for kids and their parents. They're always there to help. Anybody who's having suicidal thoughts, risking any type of self-harm, parenting problems, physical, sexual, emotional abuse, stress, anxiety, anger problems, school problems like bullying and peer pressure and chemical dependency. If you're suffering with any of these issues or you just need someone to talk to, someone's there for you 24/7 at Your Life, Your Voice. Just call Boys Town National Hotline at 1-800-448-3000. Don't feel like talking? You can text VOICE to 20121. Someone will get back to you immediately. Boys Town, saving children, healing families. Till next time, love each other and love yourselves.
I love you.
I love you more.